Good morning. Today is Wednesday, March 6th. I am your host, Dina Jo, coming to you live from the DJ Pablo studio. Located in the Mile High City, close to Colorado. Welcome to the program. I'm so grateful.
Thank you.
If you're listening to this right now, the damn way to understand how valuable your time is, so I appreciate you. Hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Best people in the chat, thank you for your continued love, likes, shares, and downloads. Hey, Bam Bam, you're able to get in here.
God, what the hell happened yesterday?
Hi, Mr. Peters.
3, 2, 1.
How are ya?
Hope you're well.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I didn't even know. I was getting ready for the day, and then, they were talking about it on the radio. They said that Facebook and Instagram, that was the ones that they talked about. And then there was much more that was down than just that. We were talking about when we were so, talking about it. I know, I saved it. Where did I put it? Sure where I put it. It's a website. Gosh darn it, I had it up here. That tells you when things are down. Like it tells you, you can click on this little box for Facebook and it tells you if it's down. You can click on down detector. That's what it's called. Down detector. And it's pretty cool. So you can click on it and it tells you even Xfinity, which I have for my TV, my mobile devices and stuff. You can click on it and it'll tell you where if it's down. Click on all these ones, it tells you it was down. So yeah, everything was down and nothing is, nothing's working right still. At least for me, like my Facebook, when I go to share the show, typically I can, I'll share it on my Facebook, but then it will let me go to my groups and then share it on BP's Podbean Podcast Nation, by the way, follow him. But it won't let me do that. I had to do a roundabout way of doing it, and I think it let me do it, but I don't know. It's all messed up still. So today is Wednesday. Currently here in Denver, it's 32 and sunny. There'll be mostly sunny skies, a high of 58. And then, it also made me, this morning, made me put in a pin. A 6-digit pin on one of my devices, not on the other one, but only on one. So I have no clue what the heck they're doing. So we're going to have a high of 58. My family in Welland, Ontario, they're still having a ton of problems out there with theirs, Facebook and stuff. 41, and it says mostly cloudy, but the other one says it's raining. So light rain is expected during the day, a high of 46. For BP and Elwood City, Pennsylvania, high of 54, light rain, so bring your umbrella, it's going to rain, 56, and then lastly for me, Michael, in Elkton, Maryland, 48, mostly cloudy, heavy rain is expected during the daytime hours, a high of 51. All right, so you guys know I like to do the word of the day, spread a little bit of knowledge. It's a powerful way of adding value to the world. And today's word is grind. Now, I'm not talking about, grinding. I'm talking about the grind, getting down to it, having a goal or something that you're working on, trying to accomplish it. Like you all know, I'm doing that stair climb for lung cancer, I believe it's April 27th, and so I've been having little difficulties, but I was told, hi, BN Show, that I'm okay to do it, and that's my grind. I've been doing that every single day, trying to beat my record from the previous day, so I'm up to 50 floors, 50 flights, what do you call it? I don't know what the difference is between a flight and a floor, but anyway, my stairs in my house are 12. To go up, and then I go down, and then I go up, and then I go down. So I've been doing that each day. So grind, that's the kind of grind I'm talking about. Keep grinding is a modern expression that means
working very hard not to give up. It's often used to encourage someone to persevere when doing something difficult or performing a repetitive task to obtain a certain goal. And that's what I've been trying to start talking about. Hi, Michael. From the beginning of the year is having a goal. Not, you know, people set their... We started with picking a word. Like, what was your word of the year? And kind of going after that. What do you want to accomplish? And setting little ones so that they're attainable. There's a quote. Let them sleep while you grind. Let them party while you work. The difference will show. And that's by Eric Thomas. So everyone who wants to reach their goals knows they need to help their grind to achieve what they want. Whether you want to lose weight, get fit, advance your work, whatever it is, the amount of time you focus on work is what sets you apart from others. That is where becoming a changer is necessary. And it was funny because while I was researching, grinding, that's what was coming up. They had a step one, a grinding, not the grind I'm talking about, but the grinding dance is to grind. I was like, oh my gosh, that's not what I want. So a grinder works diligently and endlessly until their end result is at one's feet. You will always have days when you don't feel motivated. For me, typically when I don't feel good, when I'm in pain, really bad pain, that is what makes it a challenge for me to be motivated. It depends. For your personal happiness, it depends on you to stay motivated. You need to stay motivated. Try looking at what for you looks like. Break it down into small, achievable goals. It is because you want to work on yourself. You want financial freedom. I don't know. Those are questions you can ask for. Just take a look at who you spend time with close to. The company you keep are individuals that are keeping you down more than pushing you up or pushing you forward. You need to start searching for a new company. I'm not saying to cut everyone off, but like so many have brilliantly said, you are who you surround yourself. So, for a better life, grind faster. It will take your time and work. The results are completely worth it. So let me leave you with this. I'm going to there's this one. It takes 6 months to build a Rolls Royce and 13 hours to build a Toyota. So this is a class I'm going to play. But of course, with everything yesterday, it's acting strange this morning. So, which wasn't a two of them. I just meeny, meeny, miny, mo. Which one am I going to pick? I'll pick this one. Let me turn this down. Oh, shoot. There we go. Let's start.
Where your habits take you.
Nothing's ever going to be given to you.
Hi, Radio Parlas.
If you don't go out there.
Oh, thank you.
Put in the effort.
Everything's messed up.
But two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
Certain things you want out of life. You want the finest things, but you're not willing to work for them. You cry about you don't get this opportunity, you don't get this break, but you're not positioning yourself. And you're still trying to get a handout. You gotta work.
It wouldn't be fair if just anybody could just get a degree and not have to work. Because guess what it would mean? It would mean your degree is worth nothing. If other people didn't have to work hard, didn't have to sweat, didn't have to stay up all night, didn't have to do research, didn't have to go to the library, didn't have to sacrifice sleep.
Welcome, Alaskan Pat Robert.
You see, the only difference between the one who quits.
Hi, Mr. Enigma. Hi, JP Man.
Every day, they work hard. Every day, they hustle. Every day, they improve. Every day, in all this, even the difficult of quitting. Every day,
putting in the work. And the only reason you pissed, the only reason you quit is not because you want to quit, because you keep looking up and you said, we agree. Who cares what you are? If you keep going, you're going to break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watching. That's the problem with some of y'all. You stopping working to look at yourself. You're not grinding. You glaring. You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself.
Wake up every single day. And if the opportunity to work out is there, work out. If the opportunity is there to read, read.
You gotta tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control. I know you don't want to wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We're trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
You look at any person who's done anything great in this world, they've had fully committed any goal that you want to achieve that's worthwhile in your life.
I'm so glad to hear that.
To go all the in. I mean, jump the in the pool head first. Don't worry about the what ifs and make yourself swim.
We're all being tested, and that road is success. It's a bumpy ass road. That's the potholes, nails, detours, and shit. A lot of you are gonna die in a nicely preserved body. No plates, no bad knees, no bruises, no scars. You also have an empty f***ing resume. Don't be afraid to get scars. The scars show your willingness to get to the other side. They show your failures. They show your willingness to start from scratch. They show what you're willing to do to go the distance, to see what you're capable of.
And there's a big difference between 99 and 100%. And to find that last 1%, it takes ignoring your personal desires and comforts. If you're able to endure when all around you says stop, you will find that 1%.
It's a commitment, not a feeling. When you get up in the morning and you don't give yourself a choice, you grind no matter what.
When you're just not feeling it, you gotta force yourself. When your feelings tell you no, you tell them to shut the fuck up. You don't want to get up and get out of bed, you get up and get the fuck out of bed. You don't want to study, you fucking study. You don't want to get to work, you get to fucking work. When everything in you is kicking and screaming, you have to take control and tell yourself, I do not stop.
I'm not gonna sit around and wait for good things to happen to me. I'm gonna grind. I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna do everything in my power to become the very best version of me.
When you do the things most people aren't willing to do, you'll live the life most people never will. When you look back after working your ass off, you will see every challenge, all the knockdowns, breakdowns, and every bit of the pain and daily struggle will all be fucking worth it.
Yeah, he's really, really good. Oh, now he's playing another one. This is a good one, too. Hi, Lou Rock.
And every single day in the safari, a gazelle wakes up. Now, this is critical. What's the difference between a gazelle and what's the difference between a lion?
It's important.
What I discovered is the gazelle is running from something. So as long as the lion is chasing the gazelle is running. But as soon as the lion stops chasing the gazelle, it stops.
It's important.
That's a lot of you in this room. You'll run. You'll do what you're supposed to do. As long as you're getting pushed. As long as you're getting motivated. As long as somebody is encouraging you. As long as somebody's coaching you. As long as somebody's pushing you. As long as somebody's prodding you. You're doing what you're supposed to do. As long as somebody's calling you. As long as someone is enticing you. As long as somebody's giving you rewards, you're moving. But as soon as that stops, you stop. I asked myself the question about the lion. And I said, the lion is not running to be rewarded. The lion is running to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lion realizes when he kills the gazelle, not only does he eat the gazelle, but he brings it back home. So you've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it. You can
thank you, Lou.
You do it. When you are a true hunter, you don't go by
that's right. Self-purpose.
You don't hunt from 8 to 3. Why? Because the gazelle may not be open from 8 to 3. You hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another. Listen to me, a 9 to 5 person, they make a sale and they're excited. When you get to my level and you get one thing,
hey man, hug your kids. The purpose of life. You're right, guys.
A true hunter true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process. I'm saying that some of you in this room, you might not be a lion yet. You might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources. But there's no excuse. And I need you to understand, for those of you who are 70% beast mode, 30% gazelle, that's just enough for that other person to outdo you. There are only 86,400 seconds in a day. And you got to not only operate in them, you got to do it quick. You got to do it fast. You got to do it in a hurry. Why? Because there's somebody else who's on the same track you are. Somebody else
Thank you, Lou. On the same path that you are. Appreciate
there's
you.
Somebody else just like you trying to do it. And sometimes they're working just as hard as you're working. They're putting in just as much sweat, just as much tears, just as much blood. But you just got to do it. Why? You got to do it faster than they do it. You got to do it quicker than they do it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's why I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because if you get up at 6, you might be smarter than me. You might. You might have more privilege than me. You might. You might have more resources than me. You might. But I'm
going to
get up earlier than you, and I'm
going to
do it faster than
Thank you, Alaskan Pub. Hey, Chillwell. Bye, Chillwell. Thank you, Robert.
I've already finished the race. Are you hearing me? It's hard. Yup, it's hard. Yup, it's difficult. Yup, why? Because the process is weeding out the weak. It's weeding out the weak. And so sometimes you got to play hard. You got to play physical. You got to play tough because the game itself is tough. The game itself is hard, but I know you got what it takes. Listen to me. This is how you do it over 6-7 years ago with no money, no human resources, no building, no funding, no support. The first thing we did was we dreamed, we wrote the dream down, we slept the dream, we ate the dream, we rehearsed the dream, we looked at the dream, we talked about the dream, we slept with the dream, we woke up to the dream, we wore the dream, and now, boom, it's our reality. And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month and when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while and when people tell you crazy, when people tell you stupid, when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. And I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you're broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming. Keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream because that's where true success is.
All right. I hope you're motivated. That totally motivated me. I love those. They help me. I know that that's what I tell Aaron every time, you know, when I leave him at work, work your hardest, work, like, you know, do everything. Don't be on your phone, put your phone away, you know, just work your hardest because somebody's always after your job, always. So yeah, grind passionately. It's worth it. I believe in you. You got this. So thank you guys for your likes. Yeah, he's amazing. Where is his name? Ben. I think his name is Ben. Where are you, Ben? Ben Lyon Scott. He's really good. So, all right, we're going to move on to the joke of the day. There's a couple of them, and they're corny dad jokes. So, here you go. What's the lead cause of dry skin? Towels. Such a dorky one. All right, here's another one. What do you call a pig that does karate? A pork chop. Oh my god, I have to stop. Oh, all right, one more. Why is grass so dangerous? Because it's full of blades. Ba-bom, bom. I know. Terrible. All right. We talked about the Facebook issues. I don't know what the hell is going on with it, but it's still all jacked up. I just heard this before I started the show and I said, oh my gosh, I have to talk about this because how do you hear this? A man in Vegas got stung in his testicles from a scorpion. And he was at the Venetian. You would think, I guess that's something when you live out in Vegas that you have to watch for, but you would think, I don't know. I guess it could have been under the bed. I don't know, where would it have been? You would think that they would see it, but in it stings more than once. He said that he felt a sharp pain and then he looked down and it was hanging there from his boxer shorts. And now he's suing them for $1 trillion. No, I don't know how much he's suing him for, but he said it felt like somebody stabbed me in my private area. I can only imagine. You would think, isn't that, well, I mean, I guess it's just, it doesn't sting like it doesn't, it like pinches you, I'm guessing. It maybe it pinches you instead of putting poison in you, it just pinches you. I don't know. I've never been stung by one or bitten by one, but ouch, poor dude. So yeah, that happened. And then I swear they always have to make new names for stuff. I don't get it. Maybe just to be trending, maybe, I don't know. But Kourtney Kardashian has revealed that she is autosexual. What do you think that means? I've never heard of that before. Autosexual. What the hell does that mean? It means that she's really into herself. Let's see, where else was it? It says, the article puts out a prime example. While it might not be true for everyone, we generally feel more sexual and turned on when we feel ourselves, when we think ourselves as being sexy, when we think we're sexy. But it's not just about the ladies, men too. And it's not just a sexual thing. It's about being into yourself and saying, I could mean dancing in this mirror in a cute outfit. It's feeling sexy and independent. If someone else has ever turned you on, that's autosexuality, but you do it to yourself. Whatever. Anyway, that's the new word that's going around. Autosexual doesn't mean that she likes cars either. I swear, they're so weird. What else is there? Oh, and this was another one about, well, it kind of has a sexual thing in it. Prince Harry. Ooh, he was a bad boy. I guess way back in the day, there was a time when he was at Vegas and he took all of his clothes off. Well, I guess they're... he messed around with the wrong person and dominatrix, and she took a bunch of pictures and she's mad. She's mad that he didn't put her in his book. Where does it say it? I've never released these pictures before out of respect. Now it doesn't matter. He is a bloody idiot, she said. She added, I am a little angry about being whitewashed from his book. I mean, wow, he missed a lot of things from that night. So she's mad and she's gonna post the pictures in her OnlyFans thing. I mean, I guess you need to be careful about who you mess around with these days, since you have phones and whatever, getting drunk and going somewhere. But damn, girl, out of control. Tomorrow, before I forget, Bam Bam and I are going to be doing Connecting Through Movies and Their Soundtracks again at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. We are going to be watching Lemmy, 49% Mother Pig, 51% Son of a Bitch, and having a live screen chat on Podbean app. So the Lemmy documentary is free on YouTube. We're trying to get it figured out. Right now, we're just all gathering around the time, a little bit after 7, and then we all push play, and we chat here on Facebook. So it's been fun. We've been having a good time, but I'm really interested in watching about him and the contributions that he's done to music, because I've never been into Motorhead before, but everybody is saying he's a god. So we'll watch that and see, talk about it on Friday. And Bam has already given me a list of songs of artists that were in the documentary and music that was played. So we're going to do that on Friday. Let's see what else. Sunday is daylight savings time already. So I guess we're going to be losing an hour. I wish that they would just stop that. I know that there's a natural growth. It's called Natural Groceries out here, a grocery store. And they've been having a petition every single year to get it changed. Where did that go? Because they were talking about how there's more heart attacks, I guess, for whatever reason, on that Monday after they do the daylight savings time, which is weird. But anyway, they're trying to get that passed. So you can get that online. Burger King. We have all. Go to burgerking.com and check them out and see what their specials are about. It was supposed to be up here. Where's Burger King? Natural Grocers. Huh. I wonder where it went. That's weird. Everything is all jacked up. I have Oreos here, but I don't have no Burger King. Weird. But anyway, go to burgerking.com and you'll figure it out. See what you want. I haven't been to Burger King in a long time. I actually have good burgers. If you remember back on Christmas time, Lindsay Lohan, we had a commercial. We talked about it. She was doing like dirty soda. Well, I guess now you can get the dirty soda creamer. It's just coffee made. Dirty soda typically consists of cola mixed with creamer and half and half. Flavored syrup and lime juice. So this one, it says it's like a coconut lime creamer specifically made for crafting dirty soda. I thought maybe it was for coffee, but no, it's for your soda. Interesting. I don't know about that one. I don't know, but it just, I don't know. All I can see is curdling for whatever reason. I don't know why, but blah. And then Oreo, what the heck was I going to talk about? Oreo cookies. Everything is jacked up from yesterday. I don't know. It's here. I remember on Monday or last Friday, I talked about the dirt Oreos and then the tiramisu Oreos, but whatever, we're going to stop all of this and we're going to get into, some music news if it's working. I don't understand. Is everything attached to, all right, let's see if this works. All right, here we go. This one seems to be working. Have you guys ever heard of Marcus King? I really like him. He is an artist, and he did a cover of Bon Jovi's Wanted Dead or Alive. And let me see if it'll come up. He's playing, it's just no. Holy crapola. Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties. Why in the hell did I go to TikTok? See, now that's weird. I wasn't playing. Oh my gosh, what is going on? I wish I could sing. I'd sing for you guys. I can only sing when there's music on. Oh, I see what it's doing. There it goes. And it's acoustic, of course. Just took a minute to come up. Hi, Douglas. How are you? Hi, Douglas. If you've never listened to any of his music, Marcus King, give him a check. Check him out. I like it, but I like him some. So there was that one. And if it lets me bring up the rest of what I wanted to talk about. Ooh, there's some good stuff to talk about here. Let's see. Where is Jack Black? Well, that one was the best one. Oh, here it is. Jack Black. Now, it's taken a while to come up. I apologize. But this is Jack Black covering Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. It is funny. I think he, with his, what is it, Tenacious D? So the in the song is Jack Black and Kyle Glass of Tenacious D. Let's see if it's going to come up. Here it is. All right. No. Wow, come on, dude. Oh, it's not. Something's going on. I hope you guys can hear me fine. I hope that that's playing fine. But this is not going to play. Yeah, it's only playing little teeny bits of it for whatever reason. Oh, damn it. Oh, it's really good. He's funny and he's gained a lot of weight. Audio for you is good. Thanks, Mike. I don't know what the heck is going on with this, but if you look up Tenacious D, Jack Black, covering, Oh, baby. It's funny. I'll try to post it if it lets me. Oh, it's playing some other thing, but it's not, it won't play Jack Black. It's just letting, it's just playing when it wants to play. But anyway, it's funny. And then let's see. I think I might have problems with everything, but we'll just keep trying because they're all on this thing. New Kids on the Block. It's talking about how they break the internet with their first album in 11 years. Let me see if I was able to put it over here and get out of this app because this one is not working right. But okay, there's Marcus King, Sierra. Okay, New Kids on the Block. If it plays it, I'm going to be really mad. Oh, yes. Thank you. Yay. This is their new song. It sounds like Flashdance to me. That's what I keep. I want to just do the Flash Lads. Doesn't it? I can just see her getting in the chair. Splash. That's the New Kids on the Block. I don't know. I would rather play this one. These next two are really good. But then again, I like the Black Crowes. So I like them. They have their new album. The first one in 16 years. So there's two songs. One of them is Wanting and Waiting. And the second one is Cross Your Fingers. So here's the first one, Wanting and Waiting, the Black Crowes. Thank you, VP. Thank you, Mike. That's a little bit of the Black Crowes new song, Wanting and Waiting. Now here's the next one, Cross Your Fingers. They're both really good. And then I'm going to play something BP sent me. Mm-hmm. Black Crowes, Cross Your Fingers, and they're going to be on tour too, going all over the place. You could do this thing. All right, this, I'm trying to read the clearers. It's kind of half out. It says Matt. Let me see if I bring it up, if it tells me what it is. Oh, the Cleaverleys, Walk Like an Egyptian. Oh. Oh my gosh, if you could see these guys. It's like in a bar, and all the crowd, it's like older people. I'm surprised they even know this song. That's funny. All right, that's Walk Like an Egyptian. And it's TikTok, get off my phone. The Cleaverleys or something like that. It's half written. I don't know why. But anyway, that's funny. That was funny. Thank you, BP. it's just funny watching them do it because you don't think that they would know that song. And it doesn't look like anybody in the crowd is amused. They're all just sitting there staring at them. It's kind of funny. All right. So we are going to just get right into music after these two things. This new trend of wearing your new clothes and leaving the tags on. What the hell is up with that? What is wrong with people? They are so weird. And leaving tags on your clothes, that is the newest trend. I don't know if it's because they want to take it back after they wear it, but he's a professor of behavioral economics. He says it's like, it's a display, like peacocks showing their tail. He says, look at me is what they're saying. So, please don't do that. Anyway, that's one of the newest trends. And then another one is, this is eating clean, which I'm trying to do, but man, if you went like full out 100%, man, that would be first very hard. And secondly, very expensive, especially if you have a family, it's hard to do. There's a new app though that is pretty eye-opening. It's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. And you can scan your products that you have in your house. And it tells you if they're good or they're bad. And then it tells you everything that's in it, why it's either good or why it's either bad. Because there's a lot of products out there that say, oh, this is good for you, this is good for you, and it's not. So anyway,
Akka is the new one. I'm looking into it. I wanted to read more about it before I put it on my phone or put it on somewhere. But yeah, it scans it and it gives it a score of 0 to 25. Excellent, meaning 75 to 100. And if something scores bad, Akka suggests better options for you to pick from, and then it tells you why. So I think that's pretty interesting. It helps you. I think that's one good thing with having devices that you can have things like that and check it out and be proactive about your own health. I really like that. Anyway, all right, we're going to move on to music. We're almost done with this band, maybe two more days. The song's banned after 9/11. We left off with Pink Floyd. There's two of them by them. The first one is Mother. So let me tell you about that song. Pink Floyd's album The Wall is mainly the creation of founding member Roger Waters. It's a semi-autobiographical story about a young boy who loses his father in the war and is raised by his overly protective mother, who is the focus of the song. The child grows up alone as an outsider that it absolutely doesn't fit in. He feels trapped by his overly protective environment while being shunned by men around him. All right, I've never seen the movie, but is that's what the movie is about, what I just read? Is that not just the song, but is that what the movie is about? I'm kind of wondering. That's one I'd like to see, so I need to write that down. Anyway, here's a little bit of Mother. Oh, you're right. She did, didn't she? Pearl, Pearl on, what the heck? I used to watch that show. Minnie Pearl, was that her name?
Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls?
Oh, yeah, Minnie Pearl.
Mother should have built the wall. Mother, should I run for president?
Yeah, hee-haw, that's what it was. It said that the price tag on it displayed was $1.98 on her hat. Okay, it says about the price tag, it was more than a quirky accessory. Minnie's trademark was those dangling tags on her hats. In her younger days, she never removed the tags because she had a clever strategy. If people didn't care for her hat, she would simply return it. The price tag illustrated her pride in how much she paid for her crowning adornment and added an extra layer of humor to her character. At least that's what the internet says.
Mama's gonna keep baby cozy and warm.
It says Roger Waters came up with the idea of The Wall after Pink Floyd's 1977 tour. Over the next year, he developed the idea, and when the band reconvened, he had a 90-minute demo with just his voice and guitars to lay out his vision.
With the help of producer Bob Erzin, Waters and the band expanded the songs and tied them all together with the sound effects and musical transitions. Many of the songs changed drastically from Waters' demo, but Mother hewed close to the original. Mother, Pink Floyd, off the album The Wall, 1977. All right, we're going to move on to Run Like Hell by Pink Floyd. The song has a lot of energy with bass heavy beat, driving rhythm suitable for dancing, or at least head bobbing. But the listen to the lyrics reveals a terrifying intent as we find out why we're being warned to run like hell. Feel the bile rising from your guilty past, with your nerves in tatters as cockle shell shatters and the hammers battle down your door. You better run. Oh, I heard she was going to do that, BP. There was all kinds of rumors that everything that happened with Facebook and all the internet and everything was because of the voting yesterday. Who knows? So the last few songs on the album, The Wall, Run Like Hell, draws parallel to Hitler's rise to power and downfall. The theme is based on the dreaded Kristallnacht, Night of Broken Glass, translated in German, on November 9th, 1938, which came during the Order of Terror. Nazis raided Jewish businesses, synagogues, places of recreation, even homes, throwing people out, destroying what they had. Many were killed, hundreds injured. 7,500 businesses, 177 synagogues were destroyed. This is Run Like Hell, Pink Floyd, Off the Wall. It charted 53 in the US and 15 in Canada. All right, we're going to move on to the next song. It's Boom by POD. POD's lead singer, Sonny Sandoval, manages to rhyme masses with Calabasas as a suburb of Los Angeles in the song about the joys of traveling the world and spreading your message. Much of Sandoval's message is driven by his Christian faith, which is apparent in the lyrics. Commit my life to rebirth, well respected, because that's my world. That's my word, excuse me. Here is POD with Boom. Thank you, VP.
So what you talking about? I'm running out my hands out of this without a doubt. So if you know these streets, yeah, these streets know you. But when it's time to handle business, and we know what to do. What's it do? We are cool, we stay true, old school and new. Maybe we'll come out and put the shows in the field. We are here on to the top. What you want, just in case I forgot. What you say about my life, show me what you got.
So Sam DeLoach has a lot of swagger in this song, but in an interview he explained, I love what I do, but a lot of this is just a facade. It comes down to us being human and loving one another and taking care of each other. There's so much deception that takes your focus off of just loving people and serving people. I've been on red carpets. I've been on private jets. Those are all nice moments and what you have. But at the same time, it all ends. I write music. I play music because some kid is listening. It's not to sell records. That is Boom, P.O.D. off the album Satellite 2001. Charted number 13 in the U.S. All right. We're going to move on from POD to Elvis Presley. His song that was banned is You're the Devil in Disguise. The song peaked at number 3 in the U.S. and the Billboard Singles Chart on August 10th, 1963, and number 9 on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues Singles Chart, becoming his last top 10 single on both charts. The single was certified gold from the Record Industry Association of America for sales in an excess of 500,000 units in the U.S. The song also topped Japan's Ultimatic record chart in the fall of 63. In June of 1963, when the song was debuted in British audience on BBC television, shown jukebox jury, celebration guest John Lennon voted the song a miss, stating on the new song that Elvis Presley was like Bing Crosby now. The song went on to reach number one in the UK for a singles week. Here is You're the Devil in Disguise, Elvis Presley.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel,
talk like an angel,
but I got why.
You're with me.
She didn't like this. I liked this.
Talk like an angel,
but I got why.
You're a devil in disguise.
Oh, I loved all Elvis Presley movies. And Annette, what was it? What was his name? Annette Funicello. What's his? I can see him, little guy. You know those movies? I love those. I can't think of his name. Something in Annette Funicello. Yeah, you're gonna put it in the chat. Frankie Avalon. Thank you, BB. And then, you know, they would always go to those little clubs and dance and shake their booties. And what was the heck was that guy that came in the leathers, and they would come and cause problems? Oh my gosh. It was like the 3:30 movie in the afternoon when you got off school. You'd run home to watch the Elvis Presley. Like one week it would be Elvis Presley. The next week it was Frankie Avalon in and at Funicello movies. The 3:30 movie, Beach. Yes, I love it. Those were so much fun. Anyway, we're going to move on. Pretenders, My City Was Gone, was banned. This song is about Akron, Ohio, where Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders was raised. Akron was an industry city known as the rubber capital of the world, which, despite the smell of burning rubber, was a place Chrissy enjoyed growing up. In the 70s, it was gritty but vibrant, and it had a thriving rock scene with bands like Peru Uba,
Devo and the Bizarros, and Jane Eyre and the Beveled Dears. So here is My City Was Gone, The Pretenders. The words of the song, it's talking about when she traveled back to Ohio because she relocated to England. She returned to Akron in the 80s and she was very disappointed in what the city had become, shopping malls and segregation. That is My City Was Gone, The Pretenders, off the album Learning to Crawl, 1984. This didn't chart at all. Well, at least not on this one, it didn't chart on the Billboard. Another one we have is Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. Was banned. Queen's bass player John Deacon wrote this song along with You're My Best Friend. This is one of the hardest Queen songs to understand. The opening lines read, Steve walks warily down the street, his brim pulled way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Also, the last phrase spoken on the song is not shoot her or shoot her, but shoot out. All right, well, let's give it a listen. Here is Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, BP. Appreciate you guys.
And
Thank you, Radio Parlesse. Appreciate you. So, this is an interesting little fact, though probably not intentional unless someone did an excellent job at splicing. Is that what they call it when they put stuff together? The Another One Bites the Dust line quite clearly says, decide to smoke marijuana when played backwards. My question is, how do you play a record backwards and then just decide, oh, I'm going to play Queen's Another One Bites the Dust backwards and see what it says? Oh, decide to smoke marijuana. How does that happen? This is especially clear towards the end of the track when Mercury repeats the line with only drums playing. I just don't understand it. But anyway, Another One Bites the Dust, Queen, off the album Greatest Hits in 1980. It charted number one in both the U.S. and Canada. Ay, ay, ay. All right, we have another Queen song that was banned too, and it's Killer Queen. And Killer Queen. In the New Musical Express, November 2nd, 1974, songwriter Freddie Mercury says about this song, it's about a high-class call girl. I'm trying to say that classy people can be whores as well. Oh my God. That's what the song is about. Though I prefer people to use their own interpretation about on it. But it's about whores. All right. Well, let's listen. Killer Queen. She keeps them away in a pretty cabinet, decorate cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette, building a remedy for Bruce John Kennedy, and it's an invitation you can't take. Hi. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice, she's a killer queen. Has gone down in history as justification for the French Revolution. It demonstrates how out of touch with common folk the ruling class can be. According to legend, when informed that there was no bread for the people to eat, she replied, obviously, we'll let them eat cake. It is said that enraged by the incredible ignorance response, the people revolted. In the song, it is used to demonstrate at what level this high-priced prostitute sells her wares. Killer Queen, off the album Sheer Heart Attack, 1974. It would chart number 12 in the U.S. and 15 in Canada. All right, we're going to move on from Queen to Rage Against the Machine. Now, I believe it was Rage Against the Machine that all of their songs were banned. No. Was it Rage Against the Machine? I think it was. I'll have to read the thing, but I think might have been Rage Against the Machine. Yes, all songs from Rage Against the Machine were banned. So I took two. We're going to do Bulls on Parade and Renegades of Funk. So the first one, Bulls on Parade, Rage Against the Machine performed this on the controversial episode of Saturday Night Live in 1996. During rehearsals, they hung up
Oh, they hung upside down American flags on their amps, which is something they did at their live shows. The SNL producers thought it might offend Steve Forbes, a billionaire presidential candidate who was hosting that night, and told the group to take the flags down. The band agreed, but just before Forbes introduced them for the song, the roadies tied the flags back. The stage crew quickly took them down. And after the number, the group was banished from the building without getting to play the second song. Now, I remember when I was taking Aaron to work one day and the whole COVID thing happened. I remember down the street, there was a person, I don't know if it was a guy or a girl, or he or she or they or whatever, but they hung a flag upside down. And I was like, what the hell is that all about? And then somebody told me that it wasn't that they were against America, but it was against like policies or something. I don't know. It just didn't look good. But anyway, they got banned. Here's their songs, Bulls on Parade. Yeah, because they were saying the reason they did it was American democracy is inverted when your only choice is between wealthy representatives of the privileged classes. All I have to say about politics is do your research. Don't believe what he or she says or what's happening on the TV. You have to really dig down deep to really find out about who you're voting for. It's important. It's important. I know we all get frustrated and we're like, oh, you want to throw your hands up in the air, but it's important to do. It's important to vote. All right, that's Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade, off the album Evil Empire, 1996. It would chart number 11 in the U.S. and 3 in Canada. All right, so their second song that I have, we all know this. Well, I think we know that last one, but this one, next one, Renegades of Funk. This is a tribute to various revolutionary American leaders, including Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. The pioneering rap group Afrika Bambaataa and the Soulsonic Force wrote this song and were the first to record it. They released it in 1983. This was the first song from Renegades, which contains covers of the songs by The Stooges, The Rolling Stones, MC5, and Devo. But here is Rage Against the Machine, Renegades of Funk.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Thank
Thank you, BP. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Radio. Thank you, Peter. Perfect song to get your butt out and vote. It takes people like you and me, for sure. I've always liked this song. Renegades of Funk, Race Against the Machine, off the album Renegades 2000. It was chart 14 in the US, 13 in Canada. All right, we're going to move from Rage Against the Machine to Red Hot Chili Peppers. They had two that were banned after 9/11. The first one is Aeroplane, the second one is Under the Bridge. So let's get to Aeroplane. This is based on a traditional blues song called Jesus is My Aeroplane. On their greatest hits DVD, Red Hot Chili Peppers explain that this is how they feel about music. It takes them to a higher place. Some of the lyrics seem to be about hedonism and drug use, notably the refrain, I like pleasure spiked with pain. The line, sitting in my kitchen, I'm turning into dust again, is most likely a reference to lead singer Anthony Kiedis' relapse, as his kitchen was where he used to do drugs. Again, it says it might be, but a lot of he has said in the past that a lot of his music is about, you know, his past of what he did, and that was something that he did. In fact, I remember I told Bam Bam he's going to be having a documentary coming out, and that's going to be an awesome one to see. I can't wait for that one to come out. Anyway, here is Aeroplane, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's my aeroplane. Summer sweet, summer chain. Music is my aeroplane.
It's my aeroplane. Pleasure spike with pain. That motherfucker's always spike with pain.
Looking at my owners, hello.
Someone better slap me before I start to rust, before I start to decompose. Looking in my rearview mirror, looking in my rearview mirror, I can make it disappear.
It's my aeroplane.
Summer sweet and summer jaded. Music is my aeroplane.
It's my aeroplane.
Music is my aeroplane. Towards the end of this video, there's a group of kids singing "You're My Aeroplane." There's a little kid in there. It's actually the kindergarten class of Carla, the daughter of Flea, the bass player. Carla is the one towards the left singing the loudest in the video. She's really cute. I had to watch it to see. So, "Aeroplane," Red Hot Chili Peppers, off the album "One Hot Minute," 1995. It was chart number one in Canada and number eight in the U.S. All right, we're going to move on to "Under the Bridge" by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Red Hot Chili Peppers lead singer Anthony Kiedis wrote "Under the Bridge" about his days as a heroin addict, and the loneliness that went with it. The bridge mentioned in the song is the place where he would sometimes went to buy drugs and get high. After four albums and unorthodox hardcore funk, Red Hot Chili Peppers landed a huge hit with the ballad "Under the Bridge," which was not the typical of their sound. The song went all the way to number two on the Hot 100s, right behind "Jump" by Criss Cross, and got on the playlist with the likes of Celine Dion and Michael Bolton. It remains their biggest hit. Here is "Under the Bridge," Red Hot Chili Peppers. Bye, Peter. Have a good day.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry.
And those of you who don't know, the City of Angels is Los Angeles. Originally just a poem that Anthony Kiedis wrote. He didn't write it for the Chili Peppers. It was a very personal poem that he thought he might use somewhere else. Their producer, Rick Rubin, found it in one of his notebooks and told Anthony that it could be a great song. At first, he didn't want to sing it or share it with anyone, but eventually he came around. Good thing he did. Under the Bridge, Red Hot Chili Peppers, off the album Blood Sugar Sex Magnet, 1991. It charted number 3 in both the U.S. and Canada. Under the Bridge. All right, we are going to move on to REM. Not one of my favorite bands, I have to say. I don't know why. They just kind of irritate the hell out of me. I don't know why. They just do. Sorry, REM. I don't know why you irritate the hell out of me, but you kind of do. All right, the song is It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. REM. Explaining this song, lead singer Michael Stipe said, "The words come from everywhere. I'm extremely aware of everything around me, whether I'm in sleeping state, awake, dream state, or just in the day of my day. Of life. There's a part of it in It's the End of the World as You Know It that came from a dream where I was at Lester Bangs' birthday party and I was the only person there whose initials were LB. So there was no Lenny Bruce, no Leon Leonard Betzhaven, no Leonard Bernstein. Okay. So at the end of the song, along with a lot of stuff that I've seen when I'm flipping through TV channels, it's a collection of streams of my consciousness. Maybe that's why he irritates me so much. I don't know. But here's REM, It's the End of the World. Oh, I better turn it up.
Let's pray it starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplanes.
Thank you, Radio Farless. All right, that's the end of the world if you know it. REM, off the album Document, 1987. Ah! There, it charted number 16 in the U.S. I hope none of you liked that song. If you did, I'm sorry. I just can't. I just can't. We're going to move on to the Rolling Stones, and they have two songs that were on the list, Ruby Tuesday and Shattered. First, Ruby Tuesday. Keith Richards said of Ruby Tuesday, "That's one of those things, some chick you've broken up with," he says, "and all you've got left is a piano and a guitar and a pair of panties." Oh my hell. That's a quote for sure. "That's one of those things, some chick you've broken up with, and all you're left with is a piano, a guitar, and a pair of panties." Keith Richards. All right. And it's goodbye, you know. And so it just comes out. And after all that, just you build on it, he says. "One of those songs that is the easiest to write because you're really right there and you're really sort of mean it." And for the songwriter, it breaks his heart and he'll come up with a good song. Oh my gosh. Okay. Here's the song about a piano, a guitar, and a pair of panties. Ruby Tuesday.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name off you? When you change with every new day, still I'm gonna miss you. Don't question.
Hi, Dee, how are you?
To be so free.
I hope you're well.
Tell you it's the only way to be.
So Brian Jones played the recorder, it sounds like a flute, on this song. He was the founding member of the group and fancied himself the leader, which was along a deliberating drug habit, started causing problems in the band around this time. He was booted from the band in 1969 and found dead in a swimming pool less than a month later. That's really sad. This is Ruby Tuesday. And as you'll always remember when you hear this song, Keith Richards saying, well, all you've got left is a piano, a guitar, and a pair of panties. That's what it's about. Ruby Tuesday, the Rolling Stones. Off the album Between the Buttons, 1967. It charted number one in the U.S. and number two in Canada. They say the funniest things. There were some quotes I was reading about Lemmy. Because we're going to do that movie tomorrow night that he did, and they're pretty funny too. All right, so the next one we have is Shattered by the Rolling Stones. The lyrics are a bleak picture of life in New York City. The Stones always had a love-hate relationship with the U.S., and Mick Jagger's lyrics were often influenced by his thoughts on the country, like the song Satisfaction. New York, in particular, is a place where you could be wildly successful, but it's also a city filled with crime, drugs, and poverty. It should be noted that the Stones have taken shots at their home country of England as well, notably on Hang Fire. So here is Shattered, the Rolling Stones. I appreciate it, Dee. Thank you.
I'm a tattered.
People dressed in plastic bags. I wonder if that's where Kanye West's girlfriend got it. She dresses in clear plastic bags sometimes with nothing else on. Welcome, Adam. This is the last song on the album, Some Girls. While they were recording this album, Keith Richards had drug charges hanging over his head from a bust in Toronto. Facing maximum sentence of life in prison, Keith let Mick take control of the album, which is reflected in the songs like this. Richard ended up getting off easy. He was sentenced to probation and ordered to play a concert for the blind. It's kind of a interesting sentence, to say the least. Shattered, the Rolling Stones, off the album Some Girls, 1978. It would chart number 31 in the U.S. It didn't chart in Canada. That's funny. Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad to have you. This is the last song, but I'm glad that you came in. Back on Friday. So, yeah, crazy. So it'll turn off. There it goes. Big hotly. All right, guys. Thank you so much. The time goes by so fast. We'll be back tomorrow. Tuttle's Bam Bam for me. And I will be back doing watching the documentary Lemmy. It was, what's the name of it again? Oh, Lemmy, 49% mother, 51% son of a bitch. I can say that one. It's free on YouTube, and that's where we're getting it from, and we're going to be watching it, having a live chat here. On Friday, I'll be doing the music from Motorhead and artists that were in the documentary. It's going to be cut up into two parts because the movie's a little long, so we're cutting it up into two parts. So, yeah, that is what we're going to be doing. So I am going to leave you like I always leave you. Oh, it says a poor signal, so hopefully it'll all work. Let's see. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. And as Radio Parla said earlier, love in your children. Hold on to them, hug them, love them, and watch their backs, because this world is an insane, crazy place, and we need to protect the ones we love for sure. So I love you guys, and I will be back on Friday. Until then, I'm going to turn this down now because it's going to be really loud in your ears. Until then, I will see you later.
One, two,
love you guys. Thanks again. It's great seeing you.